This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey. Put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
A quick thought on Amari Cooper in the continuing saga of whether the Bills should go get a wide receiver from somewhere. His name is one of the more prominent names for this. So they converted all his money into bonuses, which might have been a flag that they are ready to trade him, make it easier for other teams. Mm-hmm. Are they really going to tank, though? Like, are they a team that, if they lose to Philadelphia and it's bad, like it's been, they go to 1-5. With Watson there, and apparently they're obligated to play him, would they really make a move like that? Or were they just are they just going to try to squeeze the very most they can out of a season and end up winning like six games or something like that.
I know what they should do, but that's not the question here. It's what will they do, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to really predict what a team that gave that dude $236 million and guaranteed every single dime of it is going to do. But they should try to get whatever they can get, especially I think he should cost more because of the money. Although they've already done that. So, you know, it's one thing if you're talking to a team and you go, we want you to keep, you know, half or three quarters of this money that he's owed because we don't have the cap room, then the team with the player can go, okay, well then your fourth has to become a second or something. But it's already done. So there are, you know, it's like they don't really have a bargaining chip there, but the player should have more value because the cap ramifications are so minimal.
Maybe. It sounds like he's miserable, Cooper. I mean, why, that would make sense.
Sure.
Someone who is not miserable is Dennis Williams, who joins us now on the West Her Hotline. That's safe to say, is it not, Dennis?
Yeah, no, everything's good. We survived down here on the right coast of Florida, so we were out of the storm path, which was good for us here in Florida. But some of the people, man, it was brutal.
And that's not always the case, right? Like on the East Coast, you can get hit.
Yeah, you can, but it's interesting. I moved here 3.5 years ago, and I feel like the folks on the Gulf Coast side are boarding up their houses 3 or 4 times a year, and we haven't. I mean, I haven't had to do anything, no evacuations, no real threats here, knock on wood, since I've been here. So I don't know what it is. They say it's the warm Gulf water, and it all gets sucked in there or whatever. But, yeah, fortunate that this side of the state has been a little safer. That doesn't mean I'm asking more people to move here, because there's enough people down here for sure.
We've known Dennis a long time. He was with WGR for a period of time, Channel 4 before that, Empire. Yep. And we're glad to have you.
Yeah. Dennis, it's been a long time here. I was really excited when I heard about this. And I want to tell you a part of the reason why is that I don't know if this happens for you back when, you know, with your broadcasting career. Maybe it's different because you're out of it now. But like Mike and myself, for instance, you know, we've done lots of shows. You do a lot more shows out on remotes. And every now and then, like some memory will come up where he'll say something to me about, you know, a topic or an issue, this Bills game from this year. And I'll remember we were in the foyer of Premier Liquor or something, right? I can remember a conversation and where we were having it. And even though you and I only did, I don't know, a handful of shows together, I remember a remote with you where we drove out to the country to do it was like a lawn and garden type place, like big, you know, leaf blowers, riding mowers, that kind of stuff. And they had, at the time, they had started selling these three-wheeled Can-Am Spyder motorcycles. And I test drove one, not with you, but by myself. But I remember sitting in the showroom of this place talking about, I'm conflicted because I really like Marty Baron, but I hate the Flyers. And he's making me want to root for the Flyers. And like I remember sitting with you doing that show.
That's great. And I actually have a very vivid memory of filling in for Mike. I think that's what used to happen. I was doing sales and filling in, and I would fill in occasionally for each of you. But I remember an extended period of time when I filled in for Mike, and you provided one of my most embarrassing moments in the history of my broadcast career. When you and Greg fooled me that you could tell by the taste every color of M&M. You remember that?
Yes, yes, I do. Yes.
And he had some symbol he would give you from behind the glass right. for each color.
Right.
And you would be able to guess which color. And I was literally blown away. I was like, what are you guys doing?
Wow.
And I was like, I was literally the most embarrassed. You, like, purposely, the guest guy, the guest host.
Right.
Embarrassed the absolute, you know what, out of me. But it was funny. It was
funny. We worked, I think we worked on that for, I think I said it one day, like, convinced you, like, no, I can do it. We'll have to get some M&Ms tomorrow or something, and we'll do it. And then Greg and I came up with this plan to hoodwink you. Yes, I forgot about that, but that's right.
Did they at least tell you before the segment was over? That it was a trick?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they let me off the hook.
Okay. You didn't find out, like, years later.
No.
Yeah, Dennis hasn't been telling family and friends for years. I used to work with this guy in Buffalo that could tell the M&M flavors.
Yes. Yeah, the red ones are a little bit more tart, I think. Well, Dennis, let's let everybody know what you're up to now. I got reacquainted with you and Josh Mora through your podcast called The Back Nine. How's it going, and what are some of the topics you guys hit on?
Boy, the Back Nine podcast has been really fun. It's like Josh and I, who both got out of the business around the same time, 2009 and 2010. And we've been just talking about the Back Nine of life. So it's not a golf podcast. And we've just had a great time, you know, talking about everything that everybody encounters in the second half of their life, whether it's health and wellness topics, mental health, just fun things that you do, travel, all those kinds of things. It's so interesting to me because we have these people that might not talk about that kind of stuff, like you, Mike, like things that you get to talk about that you don't get to talk about necessarily all the time on your show. And, you know, so many stories. I'll just give you a quick one. Like Brad Faxon came on, right? And and everybody knows him as a golfer or a PGA player and commentator. And he was so grateful that he got to talk about his four daughters being a girl dad. And that's kind of the stuff that we get into, that kind of stuff with taking on topics that you wouldn't expect these people to talk about. And from a Buffalo perspective, we've had great guests. I mean, we've had you, we've had Ruben Brown, we've Carol Jason Negrelli, Jody Jackson, old names, you know, Kevin O'Neill. So we've had a lot of shows. We drop a show every Tuesday. So we're almost a year in. So by December, we'll have dropped 52 episodes. So we're pretty proud of it. It's you know, it was interesting because we were rusty. I listened to the first season and it was like, I need some reps here. And then we kind of hit our stride it's become a lot better show. And thankfully you were a little later, Mike. So I think we had a really good show with you last season. So yeah, it's been fun. It's really fun. And then meantime, my main job is I own my own marketing consulting firm now. And we do all kinds of stuff, media buying, TV commercials, documentaries, anything you can think of in the marketing space, we do, and it's called Three Bridges Consulting, and I've been doing that for about 5 years.
Very good. Yeah. You know, you're out of the business, but I'm pretty sure you're still paying attention to major sports, and maybe in particular the Buffalo teams. It's different in some ways, I would say, than 15 years ago. Obviously, the Bills have found Josh Allen, and that has just launched them into like the elite tier in the league over the last 5-6 years. The Sabres are kind of still the Sabres, Dennis. Like it's comparable to the Bills drought, where you just wonder if they'll ever get it right. On Allen, do you have any perspective, not just him, but sort of the Bills after all those losing seasons, you know, getting to where they've gotten? It's one thing that's obviously this is going to happen. Change now, or the situation now is like, okay, why can't they win in the playoffs though? Like for all those years of not making it, the standard has changed, and the question people ask about them is whether there's some flaw that they have that holds them back from winning more. I think maybe that flaw is called Patrick Mahomes, but
yeah, I think that too. I mean, I struggle with McDermott. I know that for me, I go. When you're in those situations, right, is it Mahomes or is it Andy Reid? Because I think if you have the best coach and quarterback combination, you're going to win most of your playoff games. And I just feel that the Bills have a deficit there maybe not a quarterback, but a head coach. And I don't mean that in terms of like, you know, until Sunday. I think he's a really good coach during the week. I think after 8 years, when you hear somebody say like he did last week that we're learning, I struggle with that. I mean, I don't know that you should still be learning about game time situations when it's crunch time. And I'm not saying the game, they're 1-6 in overtime. So I'm not saying if they come with him. So I'm not saying overtime would have been a great, you know, thing for them to get to. But at the end of the day, I do struggle with him and whether he can get them over the hump. That's kind of where I am now with the Bills.
Yeah, and you know that is pressed up against his record and this life that we're living now, which is largely, like Mike already said, they can't get past KC, they can't win in the playoffs, at least a second game. They've won a game in the playoffs each of the last 4 years, I think, or if not five even. Anyway, so, you know, every day maybe someone will get in and want to sort of pick at him. And I'm not here to say that it's all wrong necessarily, but the sense that I get here, Dennis, is that ownership, like, he'd have to have two terrible seasons, I think, before anything would even happen. You know, even if this season unraveled to like a 7-10 or something, not that I'm predicting that, I don't even think the seat would get warm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I agree with you. And I think this season, I mean, we don't want to hear this, but I think this season's like a bonus. I really think with what they did with Diggs and all that dead cap space that and all the moves they made kind of with the cap this year, that they really, you're never rebuilding with Josh Allen, but you're a little bit treading water. That's why I don't think they're going to go out and get one of these receivers. I think we'd all love it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they want to put themselves in a situation, particularly with Davante Adams, where he's demanding the ball like Diggs does. You know, he's that kind of player a little bit. Maybe he wouldn't in a rental situation, but I just don't think. I mean, they got themselves out of that situation, so I don't see it happening. So I'm with you. I don't think there's any threat of McDermott being let go. I think they're going to ride or die with him, and it's really going to be up to Josh and what he can do, because he's really kept him employed, for that matter. I mean, when you think about the mistakes and how many games he's won single-handedly, he has kept them, you know, kept him employed.
With Dennis Williams, longtime Buffalo sports media personality, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Dennis's podcast is called The Back Nine with Josh Mora. Hey, Dennis, how about the fact like that the Bills and the NFL, but just the Bills within that, have thrived so much so in these years, not just on the field? I mean, maybe you would have predicted that in 2026 there would be a new stadium here and that the Bills would have had so much success and just, you know, grown much wealthier franchise, all of it. I think in 2009 I would have absolutely not predicted that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's a testament to the fan base. The fact that the fans stood by this team during, and you know, some really dark times over that period since, you know, between 2009, say, and 16, and all those coaching changes and all the misery that everybody went through. I think the fan base deserves a lot of credit for that. And, you know, just the serendipity of getting somebody like Josh Allen. I don't think there's any question that you get a not only just a player, but a person like that fits the market, fits the town, fits the identity of the city, and embraces it like the way he does. You know, it's like winning the lottery. You know, regardless of what happens, frankly, Bills fans are going to look back at this, and it's just going to be, you know, a glorious time regardless, because of what he has been able to do to lift this franchise up. And I say him because he has really masked mistakes and things that they have not done necessarily perfectly in the last 7 years. So hopefully it continues, and hopefully they can take that next step, because the city certainly deserves it.
And as far as the hockey team goes, Dennis, I mean, we're three games in, and we had kind of game to start, terrible game in the second game. Yesterday, the spot on the board we're occupying now is, man, they deserve better. I liked them. If they play that way, they'll win a lot of games, but they still lost. That's our life right now with the Sabres.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I mean, I think I'm right about this. They haven't made the playoffs since I lived there in 2010, right? I moved in 11. They haven't made the playoffs.
10-11 is the last time.
Right.
Yeah, so since they haven't made the playoffs since I moved, so maybe I should move back.
Yeah, now we know why. we just figured out why.
No, it's funny, too, because some of my greatest memories are not Bill's memories as a broadcaster in that town. It's the Drury and Briere days and the epic time that happened with those defensemen getting hurt in 06 and them being, that was the team that should have won a cup. So I don't know how you guys do it. I do love the fact that Lindy's back. I was in favor of that. I think it's, there's not a lot of choices out there for coaches that could lift this franchise back up, and I think he can do that. I think the issue you have is from there, the team needs to get their Josh Allen, because nobody's going to want to play here again unless they somehow draft an elite superstar that can, transcend Buffalo and become, a league icon. Because right now, it seems like from an outsider that, they're not even sort of like the Bills used to be, that they're not even a player in free agency, that nobody even wants to talk to them. And that's a real problem, because you're not going to go out and get a Drury and Briere to kind of take the franchise to the next level, no matter how good your young core is. So that's what I think they're going to struggle with for a while and even this year. And we'll see. I'm always hopeful, but I don't know if they have the roster construction right now to be anything maybe than just squeaking into the playoffs because Lindy's there. But we'll see.
They have had their chances in the draft top two picks, over and over, but not there yet. Well, Dennis, I'm glad we could chat today. I enjoyed doing your podcast, and I also told Josh that. He and I met when he was up a few weeks ago. So continued success to you, and thanks for your time.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me on. And Bulldog, we'll get you on soon, too. We'd love to have you on as a guest as well. So thanks, guys. It's been great to talk to you.
Sure, today. I'd be happy to do it anytime, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
All right. Thank you.
The podcast is called The Back Nine with Dennis Williams and Josh Mora. I guess he's probably right, isn't he, about the Sabres, that there still needs to be somebody from the sky that drops into the organization that makes them cool and makes them attractive and lifts them up and they're great. Because how else do you get there?
I guess. I mean, they've got two number one overall defensemen. Who are both really good. And even, I thought last night even were a key reason why the team had such a good night. That's a pretty great place to start. how many teams have got two number one overall picks on their blue line out of six guys? Probably not many.
No, ever.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you thought, but the two late penalties I thought were both deserved. Even the Zucker one.
I didn't think the Zucker one was deserved, but I mean, it happens. The Samuelson one was just, what do you think the outcome of that is going to be?
You're already shorthanded, too.
Right.
That's what you're probably, his instinct might be, the player's instinct might be late in the game, already shorthanded.
They're not
going to
call
more.
Another one? Yeah, I don't know.
When the stick breaks, you're in trouble.
Maybe you get away with that if the stick doesn't break, but you shouldn't.
I guess the Zucker play happens, but how about just play the puck? It's your puck,
yeah,
against the wall, and instead he stops and then just leans back into the Kings guy and draws that. 3 minutes left? How about just sort of win the battle, though?
Well, I think that's an effort to win the battle.
It's an effort to win the battle, but it's like less of an honest effort.
I don't know. Get yourself some room. I didn't have any problem with Zucker making that play myself. I wouldn't criticize him. It's a terrible call, in my opinion.
It is?
Yeah, I think it's a terrible call. He didn't even hit him in the head. The guy dove. The guy acted like what I thought happened. There was a hit in a preseason game where Canadian's tough guy, Jacki, hit maybe Stutzel of Ottawa. And at initial, the first 10 times I watched it, I thought, oh my God, he's getting suspended for a month. He just shouldered one of the best young stars in the game right in the chin. But what he did is hit him in the hands, and Stutzel's own stick came up and cut him, and he went down in a heap. And it just happened so fast that live and even on a few replays, you think that's a headshot. But it really wasn't. I thought it's kind of the same initially, that maybe the way Zucker, the angle he came up at, hit the guy hit his own. But he didn't even do that. The guy just dove. It was a dive, I thought. So, I don't know. I had no problem with Zucker's behavior on that play. It was a terrible call. But that happens in hockey. So, like, I'm not letting the Sabres off the hook for that. I just wouldn't criticize the player for it myself. But
one thing also from this game, the Kings have a guy who can shoot.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Kopitar.
Yeah, he's 78 years old, but he can still shoot it.
Well, you know, the two goals, the early third and then the winner, both just great shots. I'm watching with my daughter now. I'm not sure if she was in the room for that goal, but my wife and I watch in a different way than we used to, which is like more, it's more technical. And I'm usually learning, you know, when I'm watching, sort of thinking about her coaches over the years and how she's learned and sort of what the technical side of it is. And the way he takes that pass for that one-timer in the slot, Kopitar, and just perfectly places it, like, that's just great.
Yeah.
He's down, his weight, his legs are strong, and just sort of gets perfect angle for that shot.
Yeah. That was a pretty lousy play by Dahlin, by the way. I just complimented him and thought that he and Power had a pretty good night, but he got worked on that play by LaFerrière. You think I know how to say the kid's name? Owen played with him in Des Moines.
Oh, yeah?
The month that Owen was there, he was there. Yeah. Hmm. First line now for the Kings. I mean, holy cow. I never saw that coming.
Kopitar is great.
Yeah.
Long career.
But Dahlin just, you know, that whole play, you know, you can criticize Joakim Haru for not being on Kopitar, but he's going behind the net to get the pass from Dahlin because Dahlin's got, he's winning the race. He's going to get there, make the play. And the forwards are all circling to go get the pass from Joakim Haru after he gets it from Dahlin. So he gets beat there, and, like, that's it. There's no safety net. And
just the goalie.
Yep. Tough one.
Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. This has actually been about hockey, and so will it be for a few minutes longer. Paul Hamilton will join us. His thoughts on last night. After the update, much more football to come. Sal Capaccio, the Dunn Tire Drive at 5. He'll join us for that. We'll have picks as well. Talk more Bills, Jets, and Week 6. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.